From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans Friday to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised the Crescent City's resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
It's a spirit that's lifted communities laid low by tornadoes or terrorist attacks. It's a spirit that I saw in New Orleans 10 years ago that is very evident today.
Mr. Bush was president in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. His administration was roundly criticized in the days following the storm for a slow emergency response to the thousands of people needing shelter, supplies, and security amid the flooding. Meanwhile, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and South Florida are bracing for heavy wind and rains associated with Tropical Storm Erica. 12 people died in Dominica when the storm smashed into that island. Erica is weakening but still has sustained winds of 81 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say that it could hit Florida Sunday and sweep northward. Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency.
The biggest concern now is, one, we don't know how much land it's going to go over. We don't know how much water we're going to get. But clearly the storm track is continuing to move a little bit west.
A hurricane has not hit Florida in 10 years. The latest predictions say that Erica will remain a tropical storm when it makes landfall. Nevertheless, emergency planners along the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina are taking precautions. This is VOA News.